Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
How many have a dog? All right, all of you are raising your paws. How many of those dogs are patriotic? All those paws go down. Not too many. Well, listen, it's not that the dogs don't care about our nation or Independence Day, but they sure don't like fireworks, do they? Why don't they? Well, we'll explain why, although that's pretty obvious, right? It's a loud, sudden, unexplained noise. And remember, their hearing is so much better than ours. But what do you do about it? We'll talk with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes. Also, a topic that's near and dear to my heart, puppy mills. And I'm thrilled that California is about to be, I think, I hope, I pray, the first state in America that says statewide, no dogs or cats will be sold at pet stores. Well over 200 communities in the U.S. and Canada have said the same thing. Some counties have said the same thing. But so far, no entire state has come out and said, statewide, we are not going to allow sales of dogs and cats at pet stores. Why not? Well, it's because no responsible breeder will ever sell to a pet store. So who then is selling to pet stores? Irresponsible, like the likes of a puppy mill. That's what, I mean, I don't care what the pet stores say. Well, to verify this, as if I need it, Victoria Stillwell will be here, you know, from Animal Planets. It's me or the dog. And she has a new show herself, but we're not going to talk about that so much. Well, I want to talk with her about puppy mills. And I've got some great news if you have a cat. The worst thing that I think can happen to a cat or a dog, actually, because there's no cure, there's no treatment, and it mostly happens to babies, to little kittens. It's called feline infectious peritonitis. And veterinarians have been after this one to try to figure it out for years. You know, it's fatal. I mean, if your cat is diagnosed with this, it's not good news, really. And it's mostly, as I said, happens to kittens, which is tragic. So now, finally, there is some good news, some really good news. I'll explain what that is. But most of all, we are here for you and your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Let's go to the phones. First up in Florida, John, hi.
Hi, Steve. We have a Turkish van Siamese kitten, and I guess he's about 8 months old right now.
Uh-huh.
Very loving, very playful.
Yes.
Problem is, Tori, while we're playing, will bite me out of the blue, and she breaks the skin. She got sharp teeth.
Uh-huh.
And she'll either bite my hand or my arm, or sometimes she'll bite my leg.
How you playing with her?
of those, well, she got a whole bunch of toys that we play with. Have one of those sticks with
a feather at the end?
Exactly.
Okay, good, because then she should be playing away from you. The thing about those sticks that I like, they're usually 3 or 4 feet long, and then the toy is over there, and your leg is over here. So there's no reason for the cat to go after you if the little kitty is going after the toy over there. So I don't quite know how the kitty is getting to you to do this exactly. I mean, if the kitten's going after this little feathery thing, under what circumstances does it go after your legs is one question. Second question I have two. Second question is, what do you do about it when it happens?
Let me just give one more example. She'll come in the morning, about 7:30, between 7:30 and 7:45 every morning. She'll climb on the bed, and she wants to be petted and loved. Then, again, out of the blue, she'll bite me on the hand or the toe.
Uh-huh. And what do you do?
And that's when we're not playing.
Yeah.
Now, what do I do? Answer to the second question. The first time I hit her, not hard, but I hit her, like push her away.
Mm-hmm.
And her ears go back, and she eyes get real dilated, and bang, she runs off. And when we're playing, she'll stop to rest. And then when we start, then she'll do the biting. Every time.
All right. So here's what I want you to do.
I'm sorry.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to continue playing with your cat with that interactive toy. But when the cat begins to look at your legs as a toy, then remove yourself from the situation. Calmly, don't run. But calmly walk out of the room and close the door behind you. Give yourself a timeout, if you will, but make it impossible for the cat to go after you. Separate yourself from the kitten so it doesn't happen in the first place would be ideal. Now, you cannot do that in the morning when your kitten says, come and pet me. You know, and what is probably happening are a couple things both at once here. Your kitten perceives that slap you gave and maybe some of your other responses as a game. Or at least this is a way I get attention. So I want you to give no attention to your kitty for doing that. You could say no, or I don't like that. That's fine. But again, what I really want you to do more than anything is to remove yourself, close the door behind you for at least 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
All right? I mean, just say, you know what? You're going to act like this. I'm out of here. But if you move too fast, then it becomes a game of chase, or your kitten could go after your legs, and I don't want that to happen.
Gotcha.
Okay? Now, in the morning, yes, pet your kitten or any other time. Of course, we want you to love your kitten, but watch for some subtle signs. So the tail may begin to go back and forth.
Yep.
The hair on the back of the cat's neck may raise. Your cat's skin may even begin to crawl. And when you see any of those things, you mentioned the eyes dilate, but if you see the eyes begin to dilate, that means your kitten's had enough petting. And just stop. That's kind of like the yellow light before it turns red. And the red light is the biting, but you should stop before you get there. So just be observant. And it isn't only you. I mean, we tend to be able to read dogs really well. We're not as good at reading cat signals for whatever reason. And I think part of that reason is they're more subtle. You have to look more carefully. They also vary from cat to cat, or in this case, kitten to kitten. So see if doing any of those things really does help. If your kitten is breaking your skin, I get concerned because there's potential for infection. And it just doesn't set up the kind of relationship I want. And also because, well, there's a little kitten now. But if the kitten who becomes a cat is conditioned to do this, then you've got yourself a real problem with those adult teeth.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for talking with me.
More of your phone calls coming up, of course, 866-554-PETS, toll-free, 866-554-7387. Do you like me? I hope you do on Facebook anyway, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. and click on the like button. It's as easy as that. Hasn't been so easy to figure out something called feline infectious peritonitis. And finally, a veterinarian, a icon in veterinary medicine, thinks he's onto something. He might be. I will tell you all about it next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I'm not sure we're the only radio show that does that. I won't comment on some of the radio shows that should do that for what they leave behind. So, Dr. Niels Peterson is an icon. That's his name, Niels Peterson. He's at UC Davis. He's been there forever. He is legendary in veterinary medicine. He literally wrote the book on cat disease. I mean, he wrote the book. And back in the day, books were written either about dogs, veterinary books I'm talking about, or dogs and lots of other species, and cats were just one of the other species. Well, Dr. Peterson was the first to say, no, cats deserve their own medical book, and he wrote it, which is really quite incredible. Today, most of those types of books are edited by one person, perhaps, or two or three, and they're written by various experts. But Dr. Peterson did it all, and he's done it all in veterinary medicine for an entire career, which has spanned, I don't know, four decades or so, more than that, I believe. Well, and he's always been determined to figure out feline infectious peritonitis, and much of what we know comes from his work. So here's what happens. Cats get, as we get, you probably have had a coronavirus too. That would cause the human cold in a person. In cats, it sometimes causes tummy upset, but typically there aren't even any symptoms. Maybe the cats, the little kittens, typically, they're little kittens usually. They don't feel very well for a day or two, but often we don't even notice. Or they feel fine and they still have this coronavirus and then it goes away. However, in a percent of cats, that's a small percent because the coronavirus is incredibly common in kittens, but a small percent of these kittens, the coronavirus inside the kitten does a mutation, and it becomes from this benign illness into an immune-mediated disease that is considered fatal, called feline infectious peritonitis, otherwise known as FIP. Now, it's a virus. So you can't take an antibiotic and expect it to do any good in a cat, just as the same is true in people. So when you get a flu virus, for example, you can take all the antibiotics you want, and unless a bacterial infection is developed, it's not going to do any good. Doctors have been telling that to us for years, and it's true. The antiviral medications don't even touch feline infectious peritonitis. It would be like taking an over-the-counter antiviral for HIV/AIDS. But now there are drugs for these things like HIV/AIDS or hepatitis C. They're antiviral drugs. And there's a class called a protease inhibitor. I don't want to get too technical here, but Dr. Peterson has figured out that that class of drug really is now helping. He's done one clinical trial so far, and it really, there's one kitten, for example, that's a year out, surviving a disease that is supposed to be fatal, that was supposed to have killed this kitten many, many, many months ago. So what's going on here? Well, has he found a treatment that really works? In Chicago, the Wynn Feline Foundation Symposium will be held, well, in just a couple of days from now. So if you're going to be in the Chicago area, or if you are in the Chicago area, and if you love cats, you can attend. It's open to veterinarians. Veterinarians get continuing education credit to to hear Dr. Peterson speak about all this, but it's open also to cat lovers, cat breeders, just people who love cats. And people will be coming in from all over the country to the Fairmont Hotel in Chicago to see Dr. Peterson speak about this, because this is huge news in the cat world. To learn more about it, check out the Win Feline Foundation website. Now, by the way, for those who don't know, pretty much everything we know today about cat health was at one time funded by the nonprofit Win Feline Foundation that funds cat health studies. That's what the mission is, as well as to educate. And this is about education of the very latest and greatest. And it really is quite amazing. So check out the Win Feline, W-I-N-N, Feline Foundation website, which is simply winfelinefoundation.org. You know, I talk often about the fact of I'm dismayed that puppy mills could even exist in the United States. They do. They're booming. We need to do something about it. I will talk to Victoria Stilwell about what she's doing and maybe more importantly about what you can all do next.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Steve Dale's Pet World. A real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah. We're keeping it real.
You know her. I know her. We all love her. Victoria Stilwell from Animal Planets. It's me or the dog. Hello.
Hi, Steve. That's just a great introduction.
My goal in life is to blow out your ears at some point in time. So now you're doing so many things, and one thing, you know, of course, I follow you on your website, positively.com, and in social media, and I watch Guardians of the Night, but what's more, you are out there walking the walk, and one of the reasons why I have so much respect for you, you know, so you're doing this Facebook Live thing, and it's not from a shopping mall, and it's not from your kid's school, it's from a puppy mill where you're participating in saving animals, and you know, I cross-posted that, and I will tell you, every time I cross-post something like that or talk myself on the radio about puppy mills, I get a call, I get an email, I get something in social media saying, puppy mills still exist? And I want to talk about that because I think that people may not even realize that they do and how bad they are.
Oh, Oh, unfortunately they do, Steve, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of them around the United States and more around the world. And as long as people keep buying from pet stores, as long as people keep buying from flea markets and dodgy internet sites, there will be a need for these puppy mills. And it's a tragedy.
Yeah, I think that people, with all the press you've done, that I've done, frankly, and many other people, you know, I mean, Oprah Winfrey's talked about puppy mills. It's been on 2020, the magazine network TV show, more than once. And on and on. I mean, the list goes on in print and Time magazine even at one point. People still don't realize if you purchase a dog from a pet store, where is that dog from, Vic?
A puppy mill. Whether they say it's not or, yeah, it is. You know, they, look, no self-respecting breeder. And I just want to qualify this. I'm not against really good breeding. Breeding for the love of the breed, for the betterment of the breed, and, you know, people who care for their animals. I'm not against that. But what I am against is the production of puppies just for money. And the factory farming of these puppies, that the puppies will see the light of day, but the breeding sires and the breeding mums will not. And they will see the inside of a cage with wire flooring for their entire lives. They are bred twice a year, and they are bred to death. And by the age of 5 or 6, once they have, they know they are not useful to the farmers anymore, they will be killed, and they will not be euthanized. They will be killed, either being by drowned, electrocuted, or shot, or starved. And this is the reality for that little pet store puppy that person in the pet store says, oh, no, this puppy didn't come from a puppy mill. Yes, it did. They use middlemen, and these middlemen get their puppies from puppy mills.
Yep, you're absolutely right about everything. And the other concern I have is the online now. So you can go online and the puppy mills actually know what to do. They know what consumers look for responsible breeders, for what a nice website would look like. So they hire a web designer who seems to know what they're doing. They type out some copy that answers questions that are the right answers, or theoretically the right answers, but they're puppy mills, and what I tell people is before they purchase a dog online, unless you're absolutely, really, totally positive as to what that site is, you need to visit the facility in person.
You absolutely do, and you need to see puppy with its mom, with the correct mother, because, you know, the puppy mills are clever. They will put a puppy with any mother, any dog that looks like a mom. But you need to see the puppy with the mother, and you need to really take note of the environment. Where is this? Where, you know, what? And ask and question and get health records and, you know, really, really do your research before you get it. Otherwise, you will be buying into the misery, the neglect, the torture, and the abuse of millions of animals that languish in puppy mills in this country.
All right. Victoria Stillwell, you know, I think you are incredible. Thank you for all you do. It is positively.com. That's Victoria Stillwell's website. And look for her YouTube series, Guardians of the Night. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Next, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody to lean
on. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Patricia, you're calling from Paradise.
Yes, I am.
You have to explain that.
Well, it's truly fits its name, Paradise, California.
How can I help you?
Well, I've been extremely worried about my little puppy. We got two puppies when they were 6 weeks old from a friend's, a very loving family, and a brother and a sister. We actually thought we had two brothers till I took her to the vet, and they said, your Frankie is a Francine. So we had a brother and a sister, and we, due to unforeseen health problems and not doing our homework, we've never had dogs. We found a really good home for our little girl.
Okay.
And Joey, our little boy, has just been so depressed.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions here. First of all, why did you give up? I'm just curious, the one dog.
Well, due to my age, it was too much for me, and some health problems
okay,
in the family.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I understand. All right, so
we couldn't deal with two.
Sure, so I'm glad you dealt with one. So here's what you can do. First of all, how long is it that the one dog Francine, you said, has been depressed?
Well, it's Joey, the boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. How long has he been?
It's been 3 weeks today.
All right. And how old is he?
6 months, July 16th.
And about what kind of dog? You've got the dates and times down. What kind of dog is this?
Kind of a Maltese Terrier. He looks like Benji.
Good. He may be in the movies then. All right, so here's... In fact, I'm going to a conference. The guy, Mr. Benji, Joe Camp, the guy who created all that, he's the keynote speaker at the ACES conference, kind of out your way. Well, not really. It's in way Southern California in San Diego. All right, so here's what you can do. Play. So for your type of dog, I'm imagining a soft, squeaky toy would be great. Just play with your dog. Do what your dog wants to do. And when your dog is sad or seems sad, don't add to it by you acting sad or giving in or giving attention. That might be the best way to put it, giving attention to your dog for being sad, because you could reinforce those kinds of responses, which is the opposite of what you want to do. So I'm not saying you should totally ignore the dog if your dog is acting sad. Sure, pet your dog, talk to your dog. We, however, could reinforce emotions without us knowing about it. What we can't reinforce necessarily is anxiety. So if your dog is feeling some anxiety, here's a way to deal with that. There's a product called Adaptil. It's a knockoff of a pheromone that helps to lessen anxiety just a little bit. Another thing you can ask your veterinarian about is called Anxitane, A-N-X-I-T-A-N-E. And that same thing, it's L-theanine, and it lowers anxiety just a little bit. It's a nutraceutical, so it's not a nutritional supplement. It's not a pharmaceutical. It's somewhere in the middle of all that. Both those things will help. Time will also help a bit, but it's been 6 months. I'm thinking, well, really? You know, this has been a while. So play. Do what your dog likes to do. Take your dog out for walks as much as you feel like it, if you can. And you can just sit in your chair and toss a squeaky toy. Just go squeak, squeak, squeak. I wish I had one here. But just go squeak, squeak, squeak. With that, because I don't sound like one, do I? But you know what they sound like. And dogs love it. And toss that back and forth for a little while. And I think that in 2 weeks, less than that even, you'll be calling me back and saying everything is okay. Now, what you've proved by this phone call, though, is that dogs do have emotions. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be talking to the author, a veterinary behaviorist, of the book called The Soul of All Living Creatures, Dr. Vint Verga. That's coming up in a couple of weeks on the show. We'll send you a dog toy. We'll see if we have one that squeaks. If we do, it's on its way. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've done everything you've said. It's been 3 weeks. But he gets up in the morning and is happy to see me and everything. But then he grabs, I bought him a new bed, I bought him new toys. I tried to distract him, and I know I've been very sad, and I try to hide that, but he gets up in the morning or sometimes in the afternoon, he'll grab this new toy, put it in his mouth, and roam around the house just whining and whimpering and...
All right, so 100 things all at once here. First of all, the walking around with the toy and whining may not be sadness. Some dogs walk around with toys and make these whining sounds. It doesn't mean they're sad. In fact, quite the reverse is true. We don't know why they do it. It's a response that a lot of vocal dogs tend to do. So that, if that's what's mostly going on, that may have nothing to do with anything except for your dog will always whine when your dog walks around with toys. It's just something. So I bet right now if I ask people whose dog does that, instantly the paws go up in the crowd. That's one thing. Second of all, I thought you said 6 months. It's not even been, it's barely been 6 days, just a couple of weeks. So, you know, time is kind of, give it a bit more time as well. Secondly, you say you hide all this from your dog. Well, your sadness, I mean, well, you kind of can't do that very well unless you are, who do you think is the greatest actress ever? Maybe Bette Davis? I don't know.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
I knew that. So you can't, you're not as good as Bette Davis, and even Bette Davis probably couldn't hide stuff from her dogs. So it's tough to hide what we're really thinking and feeling from our dogs. So the good news is if you're playing with your dog with one of those squeaky toys, you're having fun too. I maintain what I said. Give it a try and then call me back. And what you didn't try was the pheromone product I said, Adaptil,
right,
or ask your veterinarian about Anxetane. And try those two and then call me back in a couple weeks. Let me know how it goes. So one more thing I want to add to the conversation I had with Victoria Stillwell about puppy mills. Veterinarians are outraged. I mean, veterinarians have gone into this business they're in, and the same is totally true for veterinary technicians, veterinary assistants, anyone who works in the veterinary field, right? I mean, you're in this field because you love animals. So I was a part and am on the board of Veterinary Professionals Against Puppy Mills. For now, simple. Just go to the Facebook page, type in Veterinary Professionals Against Puppy Mills, and like the page. You don't like it, however, when your cats are fighting with one another. It's what they call a cat fight. What to do about it, we'll explain next in our email question of the week. You can email me, and I hope you do, steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Ooh, ah, that's what you say when you watch the fireworks. Our dogs, they don't say that, do they? Dr. Valerie Tynes will be here in just a little while to talk about what you can do to help relax your dog so maybe your dog won't be so upset about our celebrating the 4th of July. Next week on the show, something I get upset about quite frequently, fleas, ticks. Who loves them? I don't. What to do about them? We will talk about that next week.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
In New York, Mary says, Toby appeared at my door. Elizabeth has always been good with other cats, so I introduced them. Cat fight. How do I break it up? And how can they become friends? Well, what you should have done is to keep the new cat, Toby, in a separate room. So right now, separate them before they fight, so I don't have to answer the part about, but what if the cats are fighting? Well, so you could take anything that you can reach, a tin can, a magazine, throw it in the direction, not at the cats, throw it in the direction of the cats. The louder the sound it makes, the better to break it up, because that's what you need to do if they're actually fighting. I mean, you don't want to rush to the veterinarian with an injury, and that really does happen. And by the way, the more they fight, the more they will fight. So the more you can, the more quickly you can get in there and say, okay, so if you've got two cats that are fighting, I'm not talking about two cats that generally just kind of don't like each other and every once in a while have a spat. I'm talking about two cats that out and right, they fight. They shouldn't be together. They just should not be. You're asking, and it will only escalate over time. So anyway, for this cat, or any time you bring in a new cat, and good for you for doing that. First thing to do, put the new cat in a separate room. Then take that cat as soon as you can to the veterinarian so the cat can be checked for retroviruses, the feline immunodeficiency virus, feline leukemia, for starters. And then also get a general exam. You want to check that cat for parasites also and anything that someone or another cat can get in the household. That's really important. So even if the cat seems healthy, appears healthy, doesn't matter. You really need to do that. Then that cat should be for some time in that separate room. Cat hasn't done anything wrong. You're a hero for bringing that cat in, really. I mean, that's wonderful. So play with the cat, interact with the cat, let the cat get to know you and other family members. If the cat's kind of reserved, and that may happen, put empty boxes in the room, somewhere for the cat to jump into and kind of hide. Better than in a corner or under a sofa or under a bed. Watch TV in the room. Read the newspaper in the room. Listen to this radio show in the room. Spend time and have family members spend time in that room, quality time with the cat that's in there. Of course, a litter box is there. The cat's food is there. Some toys are there as well, and some bedding. Then over time, what you want to do is take some of those toys and the bedding and put it out where the other cat is. Do a foreign exchange program. Bring some of the other cat's bedding to the cat that's in that room. And in both cases, put that bedding fairly close to the food bowl. So as the cat eats, the cat will associate the cat's smell that is certainly on that bedding. And remember, cats smell, they live by their nose, you know, so they can distinguish. It's like a person. It's like the cat is really there if the bedding is there. Do you follow me? Then over time, what you want to do is let the cat out once in a while, but put the other cat away. So put the other cat in a bathroom or something and let the cat that's been in that room out, and the cat will rub against chairs and do things the cats do. Put the cat back, and then the cat that's in the bathroom, let that cat out, and that cat will sniff, oh, who's been here? As long as those observations by those other cats are positive or at least not terribly negative, you're ready to do this. You're ready to slowly introduce them, at first for just seconds at a time. And what some of the books miss is this. When they come together, something really good has to happen. So let's say every time you turned on this radio show, a $100 bill falls from the sky. You're going to be listening to me a heck of a lot, right? So I want tuna or a little bit of salmon or sardines to appear whenever these two cats come together just instantly for a moment. And then they're separated again. And then they appear again together within some proximity of one another. Good to get another pair of hands to help you do this. And again, that $100 bill falls from the sky in salmon or sardines or tuna or something amazing. And over time, even if they don't love one another, they will at least tolerate one another because they know, oh, something good is going to happen. Email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. I do have a fact for you that is disconcerting to dogs. That is Independence Day, the 4th of July. While there are many dogs who tolerate it, most dogs do not like it at all. They get anxious, nervous, upset, or worse. What do you do? Next. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
It is always a pleasure for me to talk with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes. And Dr. Tynes, it seems to me, and this is just an observation on my part, that dogs are not all that patriotic.
That is one way to put it. But I think, sadly, we are just dealing with animals that really are not equipped, on average, to deal with the sudden, loud noises associated with fireworks.
In fact, I would argue that when they hear those fireworks, that sudden, very loud boom that you describe, they are equipped to run away, to hide, because there is no explanation for this, and that is what, from the animal's perspective, that would be perfectly natural behavior.
Exactly, because they are just behaving in really what should be an adaptive way, right? An attempt to flee something that frightens them, that makes sense. But what is sad is when that fear becomes so extreme that some animals not only become destructive, which is a problem for the owner, but they can harm themselves in their attempt to try to get away from what they perceive as a really serious threat.
And some animals aren't just afraid or concerned. They're absolutely terrified, and it breaks our hearts to see our best friends terrified, and also that isn't a healthy thing for the pet.
Exactly. There is good evidence that chronic anxiety, or which leads to stress, is damaging to the whole body, right? So animals that have to live with chronic fears and anxieties may be at risk for other health problems.
So can we do something about it? Now, we cannot prevent the fireworks from happening, but maybe there is something we can do to help our pets.
Absolutely. There are several things that can be done. You know, the first thing is I wish people would be more prepared and they would plan ahead. Many people go to their veterinarian like the day before and say, what can I do? And at that point, they're a little late for some of the interventions that could potentially be helpful. I urge people that have dogs with fears of noises to try pheromones first, because that's a very easy, safe thing that can be done for pretty much any dog, regardless of its age or health status. So something like putting on an adaptive collar or plugging in a diffuser in a room in the house where they might encourage the dog to go and rest during during the fireworks.
So to fast forward it a little bit, the idea of using these pheromones, and the 101 on pheromones very quickly would be?
Well, just that pheromones are sort of a natural way of communicating with the dog. The pheromone adaptyl is dog-appeasing pheromone. So it's a pheromone that mother dogs normally emit, but that we know all dogs can respond to at all ages. So it can help contribute to anxiety relief when an animal is experiencing anxiety or fear from a variety of different circumstances.
So there's no downside to doing that. Maybe putting the pet in a room where if the fireworks can be seen, close the shades. The room would be downstairs or maybe away from the sound as much as you can. Close the door, pump up some music. And also the idea of giving the dog something distracting to do, because if the dog is happily rolling a toy around to get kibble out of the toy, maybe the dog won't be so afraid.
Absolutely. So all of those things, and even some people put on a fan or other white noise, anything that might help decrease that stimulus. But yes, I'm a big believer in food puzzle toys, food producing toys, whatever you want to call them. Something that, like you say, gives the dog something to do. And in this case, put something special in it, maybe something other than just their kibble that, you know, would really keep them busy, because maybe it's a special treat like peanut butter or cheese or whatever your veterinarian says is safe for your individual pet.
And I also like the idea of stuffing something to give the dogs. So some people will give the dogs a treat and walk away. Well, the treat is scarfed down in less than 10 seconds, so that's not going to
do
it. So to stuff something like low-fat peanut butter or low-fat cream cheese inside one of those hollow bones to really give your dog something that can occupy your dog's time for 20 minutes or an hour or more.
Exactly, and that is something, surprisingly, we do have to spell out for pet owners. It isn't just tossing in the milk zone, but rather giving the dog something that it has to work on.
All right, perfect advice, Dr. Valerie Tynes. I just want to say to you, happy July 4th!
Thank you, and happy July 4th to you, too.
Fleas and ticks have a lot in common. One, they spread disease, and they should be avoided. We'll tell you how next week.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalk Radio.